Look in the face of someone by you. Tell the person you are welcome to the first day of travail 2024. Say you experience extraordinary help. Turn to 2 Chronicles 26:15. Don't sit first. 2 Chronicles 26:15. We read the theme scripture, and that will guide us throughout the whole 40 days. Amen. And you should be praying with this scripture every day. It's very, very important. Now, I want to read with you so you have the understanding. I want to read with you. You have the understanding. Amen. Are you ready? All right, so let us read one. Go. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men, and to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks, to shoot arrows and great stones without. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he became strong. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
You will also become strong.
Amen.
Financially, you become strong.
Amen.
Spiritually, you become strong.
Amen.
Academically, you become strong.
Amen.
In the work of your hands, your chosen profession, you will become strong.
Amen.
In your ministry work, you will become strong.
Amen.
In your career, you will become strong.
Amen.
In parenting, you will become strong. In whatever concerns you, you will become strong.
Amen.
Shout, I will become strong. That means that he became successful. That is the word strong. He became successful. On like somebody you can't defeat. Someone indefeatable. You cannot defeat the person. You can't conquer. Inconquerable. You cannot conquer the person. It's highly impossible. How did it happen? It happened as a result of the help of God. Say the help of God.
Help.
Say the help of God.
Help.
So in this 2024 travail, we are looking for the help of God. I know the Lord has been helping us year by year, but this year we want extraordinary help.
Amen.
I said extraordinary help.
Amen.
The help that when people hear, they will be surprised.
Amen.
Well, you see, after this travail, and by the close of this year, for you to come back to another travail, you will have testimonies that only God's grace can explain.
Amen.
By the time you share your story, people will listen and say, this one here, it can only be God.
Amen.
You see, that is when you can say, I have been marvelously helped by God. Or I have been extraordinarily helped by God. If it is a common story, it is a normal occurrence. There is nothing miraculous about it. It's a normal occurrence, it's a normal story. But what will happen to you and I will be an act of God. It can only be answerable to divinity. And that is what we call extraordinary help. So that is the theme for this 40 days. It will guide us, it will lead us, it will guide everyone, all our prayer points, all our fastings, or everything we do. It is what will guide us, our music, whatever. It will be the key thing guiding us. And as we journey, we'll look at several things that makes this possible. We'll pray several things that makes a man experience extraordinary help. May your help be extraordinary. May it not be normal. May it not be usual. May it not be earthly. In Jesus' name. So when I say travail 2024, you shout extraordinary help. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Travail 2024.
Extraordinary help.
Travail 2024.
Extraordinary help.
Travail 2024.
Extraordinary help.
Now say, I will be extraordinarily helped by God.
I will be extraordinarily helped by God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Snap your fingers one more time. Take back your seat. Amen. So tonight we are going to begin with prayer, and I'll give us a short exhortation shortly. Then we start praying because it's a prayer meeting. So we are looking at the place of thanksgiving in answered prayer. If we want to achieve answered prayer in this season, then we need to understand certain things. So we are going to pray. But tonight, we are going to focus on thanksgiving. So let's take some scriptures before we rise for thanksgiving. The place of thanksgiving in answered prayer. The place. How a man can have answers to his prayer as a result of thanksgiving. Or the rule. Give us Psalm 65 verse 2. Psalm 65 verse 2. Psalm 65 verse 2. Are we there? It said, O thou that heareth prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. You can change to other verses. Of late, I don't see you putting the NIVs and the other things. Why, you guys have messed it up. Give me another version. I don't want to hear that on Sunday. Solve it before Sunday. Because we were using it. So, all right. Psalm 65 verse 2. Said, and all humanity will come to you, the one who hears prayer. I love that. All human beings will gather to you because you are the one who hears prayer. Tell somebody about you. God is the one who hears prayer. Men can listen to your prayer, but they can't hear it. They can't answer you. Men can listen. You can make complaints to men, but they can't answer you. It is God who hears prayer. That is why all men gather to God. And in travail, our gathering is unto who? God. We are not gathering unto Pastor Prince. We are not gathering unto any minister, unto any pastor. Throughout the Destiny Recovery Summit, we will not gather for any man. Our gathering is unto God. Why? Because he is the prayer answering God. May that God answer your prayer. Amen. I said, may that God answer your prayer. Amen. As you say it, you will have it. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Can I hear an amen? Amen. So he is the God that answers prayer. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7 also says something about prayer. Philippians 4, 6 to 7, very popular scripture. It says, do not worry or be anxious for nothing. Do not worry about anything. Tell somebody, don't worry about anything. Tell him, I know you have issues you are handling. Oh, you are not telling the person. You are just sitting by the person. Tell them, I know you have issues you are handling. I know something brought you to travail. But don't worry about that thing. But in everything, through prayer, petition, with thanksgiving. Say, with thanksgiving. That means that travail with thanksgiving is what makes it successful. Travail without thanksgiving will make it unsuccessful. He says that in everything, give yourself to prayer, petition, petition heaven. These 40 days, make sure you petition God. Petition God with your needs. Petition him with your offerings, your sacrifices. Petition him. Let him know that, Lord, when we say you are petitioning the court, do you understand what that means? That means that you have written to the court to call to draw their attention to something that is illegal happening or something unlawfully happening against you. So you petition the court concerning an election, or you petition the court concerning something that is happening to you. So if the Bible says that in your petition and in your prayer, add thanksgiving, that means that there cannot be an answered prayer minus thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a determinant for answered prayer. He says that he that answers prayer, to you have all men gathered. So now, therefore, why do some people pray and they don't get an answer? If he is the one that answers prayer, that is why people keep trooping to mountains to pray, to Israel to pray, to everywhere there is a prayer meeting. You will see human beings there praying. On the park, in the forest, every corner. Unless people don't hear that there is some prayer meeting going somewhere, you will see human beings there. The reason is because the Bible says that God is the one who hears prayer. God is the one who answers prayer. So if God is the one who hears prayer, how come somebody's prayer is not answered? How come maybe your own prayer has not been answered? It's because there are determinants. Say determinants. There are things that makes God answer prayer. And the first thing that makes God answer prayer, which the Bible has revealed to us, is the place of prayer, of thanksgiving, is the role of thanksgiving, the issue of thanksgiving. So he says that in all your supplication, in all your petition, in all your prayer, make sure you do it with thanksgiving. That means don't do it without. It should be part of it. It should start it. It should begin it. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. That means that there is a connection between thanksgiving and answered prayer. So, why is thanksgiving very, very important for answered prayer? Or why is it a determinant? Because number one, we're going to write it down quickly. Number one, it gives you access to God's presence. It is what gives you access to God's presence. Now, prayer is called coming to God. How many of you know that? That the Bible describes prayer or terms prayer as coming to God. The Bible says whoever comes to God must first believe that he is. In other words, whoever comes into prayer must first have faith. Amen. So coming to God is prayer. Come unto me, all ye that carry your bed, is a call to prayer. Do you understand it? Good. So if it is a call to prayer, if coming to God is prayer, then it means that accessing the presence of God is a form of prayer. When you come into the place of prayer, you have accessed the presence of God. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Oh, can I hear an amen?
Amen?
All of us have gathered from different homes and different localities and different places. Some from different branches, different territories, different places. We are not all from the same home. But we have gathered here. We have come to the presence of the Lord. We have come to the place of prayer to access God's presence, because we know that when we find Him, we will find all that we need. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Because we know that when we find God, He will give us all that we require, and all that is our heart desire. Like Jesus said, we should come and He will offload our burdens. I pray that these 40 days may your burdens be offloaded.
Amen.
Or you are not here with me. I said your burdens are being offloaded.
Amen.
I said your issues are being sorted out.
Amen.
And I hear your amen like thunder.
Amen.
And so thanksgiving is a master key to accessing the doors of God, the presence of God. To accessing the master key to opening the doors of God, to opening the gates of God, to opening the presence, to accessing the presence of God is the master key. The master key. It gives you access to God's presence. It's the acceptable key. You see, you can be trying to open a certain gate and you will be opening it with the wrong key. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
And the more you try with the wrong key, the more you'll be frustrated. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
I remember one of the days I was stuck behind this gate and I was trying to open the church gates. It wasn't a church service time, it was a normal day. And I'd arrived earlier than my worker. So I wanted to open. But I had forgotten that the padlock that I was trying to open, there's a new key for that padlock. I was using another key. And that key looked like the one that was on. And I was upset with myself. This is the key. I've been using this key. And I got stuck there for close to 30. In fact, I had to look for a place and sit. Frustrated. A church I pastor. And I feel locked outside. Why? Because of a small key. Tell somebody, a key is a master issue. You can't joke with it. If you like build a house and misplace the key, you will sleep outside. If you like have all the documents of the house, let's say I'm the owner of this house, and just misplace your key, I can bet you that day you sleep outside. Because it's not a wooden door for you to break, and it's a China door, you are in trouble. You will sleep outside for that day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now that is how thanksgiving is. The Bible says in Psalm 100 verse 4. Go to Psalm 100 verse 4. Psalm 100 verse 4. It says that we shall come to his gates or his court with thanksgiving and to his court with praise. So we access God's gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Read it. Are you there? He said, enter or access into his gates with thanksgiving. Have entrance, access it, enter with thanksgiving. That means that the key to enter into the gate is thanksgiving. Are you getting what I'm saying? So tell somebody, thanksgiving is the key. That is why we are beginning the extraordinary fast, the extraordinary health fast. We are beginning it with the key of thanksgiving. Because if you are too much in a hurry to start listing your needs, you will sleep outside. You can't access God's presence. Hallelujah. So you must be strategic. Tell somebody, be strategic. And look for things to thank God for. Don't say that 2023, you got nothing. Are you sure? Part of me, I got several things. In fact, everything that I wrote over there, if not 90% of them, were answered. My personal issues concerning church, those were the things that I wrote. And they were answered. Marvelous. In fact, some of them were even answered beyond. I gave God a limit. I said, let me end here. Let me achieve to this point. Maybe by the close of the year, Lord, you help me to get to this level. Yeah, I crossed it. Amen. So I know that everyone here, and hearing the testimonies and seeing the things that have happened to church members from last year to this year, I'm very, very, very confident that most of the prayer requests that were listed have already been achieved. And some that have not yet been fulfilled are still in motion. Because some of the things you pray about don't happen now. They'll wait for you for the right time. If they happen now, you die early. Oh yeah. Some of the things you are asking, God gives you now, you may be lost. Some of the things some of you are looking for, if God gives you now, you may be out of his plans for your life. Out of his will. That may not be his plan around that time for you. Do you get it?
Yes.
But it doesn't mean God didn't answer. Some will be in motion. Well, maybe you have written a lot, I want to go back to school. The fact that I want to go back to school does not mean that you won't get results before you go. You must wait for your results until the results is up. So, if you write, you have to still wait. You will not say travel ascended, so I have to be in school. You have to still wait for the school to open and now apply. So, some of the things God have answered, but it will take the right timing for you to see that, oh, no, it has happened. May you find yourself in everything you have asked from the Lord. So as you wait for it, you wait with what? Thanksgiving. Tell somebody, thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
You wait with thanksgiving. Because he said with petition, prayer, with supplication, with thanksgiving. So we do everything with thanksgiving, not being worried. Hey, will it happen? Hey, will it happen? Hey, will it happen? No. No, with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So, it is the master key or the acceptable key to God's presence. Now, number two, it makes you appear grateful to God. Thanksgiving makes you appear grateful in the sight of God. You can't just approach a big man and start listing already. He has done things for you in the past that you have not even remembered to say thank you. The mere fact that your two legs are intact and you are walking alone, you owe him thanks. The mere fact that you move from your house, you even have a house you move from. The mere fact that you have eyes that you are seeing. The mere fact that you have ears. Because there are people who are managing what they have. There are people who don't have clear eyes like you do. There are people who need gadgets in their ears before they can hear. There are people whose urinary systems have been connected with pipes. They are also Christians, though. They also have plans and dreams like you are. And so the fact that you are who you are at this level alone, you even have something to do. You even have a job. You have a sleeping place. You have a wife. You have a daughter. You have a child. Come on. You have a place to lay your head. God has been good. Tell somebody God has been good. If you think that things have not been good for you, then I want you to understand that it is only because of God that some single things have even worked in your life. Otherwise, all would have messed up. If you think you have even lost something, it is just because of God you didn't lose all. Number two, We said it's that it makes you appear grateful. So Psalm 34 verse 1, when you appear before God and you give him thanks, you appear grateful. You appear grateful. God sees that you are grateful. God sees that you are grateful. So we say, oh Lord, we thank you for Travel 2023. Lord, we thank you for all the prayers you answered. Lord, thank you for the protection. Thank you for the covering. Thank you for the open door. Thank you for the provision. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my life. Thank you. You thank him. Thank you that I'm still employed. Thank you that I still have a place to sleep. Thank you that I still have children. Thank you that I still have money. Thank you that I still have something. You have to thank the Lord. And if there are things you wrote down that you can see them happening in life, or some already in motion, you have to remember to thank him. Before you start giving him your extraordinary request, you must thank him for what he did previously. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So tonight, I am going to lead you to thank the Lord. We are going to just appreciate God. And don't be tired, because for about 39 or so days, you'll be listing things you want. So you can't use one day to thank him. You are laughing. You can imagine somebody dealing with you, and the person comes to you 40 days. And out of the 40 days, he thanked you only one day. And the rest, he was putting pressure on you, crying on you, manipulating you with tears. That do it for me. And you will not be grateful for what you have done before. But you will be grateful.
Yes.
I said you will be grateful.
Amen.
He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. That means I will thank him. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I shall continue to say good things about him. How good he has been. May the devil not rob your praise, okay? May the devil not rob you of it. Tell the one by you, may the devil not rob you of your praise. Because you see, one of the things that the devil likes to do in order to rob you of your praise is to make you forget the things God has still done in your life and make you concentrate on that one thing you have lost. The devil is a master at that. Go and get my message on why people don't praise. You'll be shocked. He will make you focus. All of a sudden, you are forgetting. That's why they say the good deeds of men are written on the seashore. I heard that Mokmokan. In the sand. The moment he erases all the waves of the sea, washes it, whom all your drawings. Have you drawn something at the seashore before? Yes, when you go to the beach, the next time you visit there, go and draw something nice. Build a castle, something nice, and wait for the waves. A very big wave that will blow and get to your place where you have made that your nice structure, or you have drawn that your nice, and let it wash it and see whether you see it again. That's an idea. So when you do something for a human being, take receipt. Because human beings are now hollow. People can forget. Tell them, people can forget. And that's how human beings are. So the devil is the master of making you concentrate on what you didn't get and forget what you got. Some didn't wake up. You got life. At least you didn't die. You got life. Others did not wake up with breath. You woke up with breath. So you give him thanks. Amen?
Amen.
You give him thanks. Amen?
Amen.
Don't let the devil rob you of your thanks. Hallelujah. So he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Number two, he says that the humble shall hear. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name forever. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
So it has a way. It makes you become grateful in the sight of God. Imagine somebody that you did something for some time ago, still find a way of looking for you, and come to say, oh, thank you so much for the dress you gave me. Meanwhile, the dress was your rejected dress. A dress that you have finished using. Maybe the necks have discolored and all that. But you just, instead of throwing it away, you had this boy around, you just handed it over to them. And then the person still comes and says, thank you. And another week, the person still comes and says, thank you so much for the dress. You're like, oh. If you don't take care, you go and look for a new dress for the person. Because you know that what you gave the person is substandard. But the way the person is so grateful about the thing and keeps coming, you immediately start thinking about doing it better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So may you appear grateful this season, okay? May you have every day when you see the prayer request, make sure you add your thanksgiving. Every day when you wake up and you see the prayer points we bring out, you see that there's always number one. There's a prayer of thanksgiving. Because you can't be ungrateful to God. You can't be ungrateful to God. Number three, it qualifies you to receive more. Like the example I made. The moment the person starts thanking you about something little, you start thinking about what to do more. It's natural. Start thinking about what to do more. Luke 17, 15 to 19. Jesus lifted up that's the story of the leper, of the nine lepers, the ten lepers that Jesus healed. And then nine of them did not come back, and only one came back. The Bible says that when that one person came back, he was made whole. That means that every other issue on him disappeared. So not just the leprosy that was healed, but every remaining marks, anything that could have been the leftover for people to see him and say, "Why are you paying?" All was wiped out, and was made whole, complete. Other diseases that were hidden in his life were all cleared out. Now the nine, they went with the healing of leprosy. When we say they have been healed of leprosy, what we mean is that the organism causing the leprosy has stopped their activity in your body. They have been killed. That means you have been healed. But the scars and the things that are left on you, they are left on you. So you are not whole. When we see you, we still see you as somebody who has suffered this problem before. But so you are an ex somebody who, ex-leper. We can see traces of that problem with you because you have suffered it before. But when you are made whole, see that you can't even see the mark. It is clear. Any other internal issue that was not even part of the leprosy have been added to your healing process. And he got more healing when he came to lie in front of Jesus and say thank you. And Jesus said, "Where are the nine?" That means that Jesus was waiting for the nine to also come and be complete. But they were too much in a hurry to get to their area and go and broadcast. That Charlie, I won't beg you for money again. Now I'm healed. Those days, where you were misbehaving, now I'll show you where the power lies. Some of you, when God blesses you, the blessing has come. But you have written down how you will show some people. You are an enemy to your own answered prayer. Hallelujah. Number four, it gives you access to increase and enlargement. It gives you access to increase and enlargement. John 6:11. Jesus lifted up the 5 loaves of bread and gave thanks. Jesus could have said that it's too small. 5,000 men. They not counted women. You and I know that unless rescue churches, women are more than men in most churches. It's only rescue churches that you can enter, you see men are more than women. Yes, when we started the church, it was more. It's now that I see our church in central region, like boys, all the over 20 people who go to church, they are all boys. There's no. So the Osofumami who has been sent there now is the only first lady. The only lady. The rest of them there is like a men fellowship. And that's how other culture started. It was boys. The ladies were like 1, 2, 3. So it looks like rescue. Something about us attracts men from the beginning. But mostly churches start with girls and ladies. Yeah. Most churches start with. Maybe we are not nice enough. Our message is not good. It's just sweet. Or ladies, they like sweet things. When there's something sweet going on, they'll go there first. But we attract workers, people who can die for the Lord. And that's why our churches have future. Amen. Because it's built on strong men, not on emotional women. Women, forgive. Yeah, if my wife is to be here, she'll call me now, right now. What she said, we will not agree. Hallelujah. That's by the way. All right, so it gives you access to increase and enlargement. John 6. So when Jesus blessed it, the 5 loaves of bread, they increased. They ate and got 5 baskets, 12 baskets afterwards. Then the last one, thanksgiving is a weapon for spiritual warfare. 2 Chronicles 20:22. Spiritual warfare. So, you see, we are coming to travail. Travail is a warfare. One of the weapons for warfare, one of the arsenals, Okay? For the word called travail is thanksgiving. It's like in the arsenal of a police officer, he may have, I heard something called G5 or something, or is it G12 or something? Do you have G12 or G5? There's a certain gun. On your days, they've stopped producing it. There was a gun like that. It was either G12 or G5. It's not long, it's small, but has a lot of dots around and it tense. It's not machine gun. It's different. No, those days when I was into movies, I knew that gun. You see? In the arsenal of a police officer, you have pistol. Can even have a silent pistol because there are certain assignments, the person must die quietly. You don't need a gun that will wake people up. Other things you know you are dead. So in the arsenal, when we say arsenal, we mean a group of weapons. That's the meaning of arsenal. It's not a football club. A group of weapons. A group of weapons. Do you get it? Yeah. So when you enter into that, you'll find different weapons. They are called the arsenals of the war. Amen. So now, in the arsenal for the travail war against the kingdom of darkness, thanksgiving is the first weapon we use. And that's what the children of Israel used when they were surrounded by three mighty nations. All of them are bigger than them. One is even bigger. All of them were bigger in size than Israel. And the three came together to finish Israel. That is an impossible situation. They can't escape. But like we see today, they are surrounded by all the Islamic nations. Yet, they can't be wiped out. You touch them, they will kill you more than you touch them. And all the Islamic nations are watching their brother Islamic nation suffering and they can't go. Because if you go, he will finish you. Meanwhile, they are all bigger than him. They are all many than him, than Israel. But if you try them, you will not know where the missiles will come from. Some will come from heaven. You can't understand. But by the time you realize that, look, alright, so these are the five blessings. These are the five things that thanksgiving does for us. Chapter 2 and number 1 is what? The thanksgiving is the key. It gives you access to God's presence. The thanksgiving brings you more multiplication. Thanksgiving is a weapon. Blah, 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 blah. Let's rise up to our feet.